make me want to go to college. Can I still get in?
You might.
In Texas.
You know Dr. Bowen.
Yeah, bring your own generator. Same school that Rick Perry went to.
There we go.
A lot of famous people went there.
Yes.
Our next guest. Another one of the songs this morning. I tried to figure out what they were saying. We welcome, I think, to the program our good friend and a great person and a world traveler beyond belief. I mean, never home, Dr. Jennifer Bohosh. Hello. Oh, I got to pull that up.
There we go.
There you go. Hello.
Howdy. How are y'all doing? Oh, from Texas.
You know what? It's so I just messed up. That's all. I apologize. And the other day I was making some errors, and over the weekend I was at someone's house violating every COVID protocol. And this person said, the only time he enjoys my show is when I'm screwing up. And of course, on Monday I screwed up everything and he really enjoyed the show. The next day I was perfect. He was bored. So today he's getting a little tease and made a couple of errors. Thank you for joining us on the program. And I asked Dottie to reach out to you, as we say in the business, because I was really happy to read about the honor that was bestowed on you, and I understand I must have gotten it wrong or right, or it's not a scholarship, but it's what happened?
Well, great. Well, thank you. Well, good morning, and
good morning.
Thrilled to be here and appreciate it. No, it's an endowment actually through the Bush School of Government and Public Service.
Wow.
And so this endowment actually goes to students that are in the Bush School to travel internationally. So part of their education process and their requirement is to do an international trip. And so what we did was set up this endowment because it's not paid for. So this will help their cost when they go study internationally as part of their degree requirements.
Wow. But it's in your name. It's in your name. I mean, I can't imagine that Tommy Drake, you know, first of all, I don't know of any school of government that would allow me to have an endowment, even if I gave him the money. But the Tommy Drake Endowment of the Arts, where, you know, they get $50 to go see a show, you know, that's a big deal. It's pretty cool.
It has been one of the huge honors of my life, honestly, and very unexpected. And it's kind of a neat story how it happened. It was actually a couple of years ago, we were in Tanzania in East Africa, as we go every year. And we have been supporting a little school there called Zuriki. It's a little primary school in Lake Victoria. And we've been helping this school for probably 15 years with just helping them with supplies and things. And my group of travelers at the end of the trip saw how that was so important and so beneficial that they wanted to do something in my name at the school. Well, unfortunately, things just didn't kind of work out for that to happen. So they had collected some money and said, okay, Jennifer, we can't do it at the school. We can keep helping the school, but we want to do something in your name. And so we, some friends at the Bush School, we found out about this need that they have with the students to do international travel. And my passion, of course, is travel and helping students. And I thought this was a perfect fit to create this endowment that will go on in perpetuity forever, that we will be sending students to fulfill their requirements and travel. So actually, it has grown tremendously. And we will be sending 4 students this summer to on this endowment to fulfill their requirements and travel. We actually started it last year, but of course, nobody could travel. But it's very exciting. I'm very humbled. I got to actually help select the students that will be doing this and interviewing these young men and women. I was blown away. I mean, these students are just unbelievable. So it is a great fit. And we actually added to it recently for another endowment that was in the Traveling Aggies office that we have had some travelers do an endowment. So now we've kind of doubled the amount that we're providing to these students to travel and study internationally, and they will then go off to do public service and serve the country and do some great things for the world.
Can you tell us where do they get to choose where they go, or is that part of the deal? Like Miami is not considered international travel, right? That's a still part. So because we live in Florida, where all the colleges here are what they are. There's a lot of partying going on. Can you tell us where those young people are able to travel to? Do they choose their location or where they're going to study?
Yeah, they can choose, but they have to be approved. So when they applied, they had to kind of tell us exactly what they're going to be doing. So they have to be qualified. So they're approved, but they're going all over the world. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge this year because of the restrictions, but we're working through it and helping them. And sure. So they'll be making some big differences throughout the world.
Yeah.
Do they get college credit for doing the travel?
Yes, that is actually part of the requirements for their degree. So they have to do some sort of international experience or something to that effect. So, yeah, that is required for their degree plan.
That's great.
Most of the people that are listening to the show are all familiar with Jennifer. But for those people that are not, she's the director of travel programs for Texas A&M University. A&M, I can speak, but usually it's not until tonight after a couple. Texas A&M University, nicknamed for us the Traveling Aggies. And Jennifer and her group have been on Oceana many, many times. We're always lucky when you come on board. We always have dinner, we get split up. Dottie gets one table, I get the other table, and we have a lot of fun.
Always a lot of fun.
And I like the way you said, you know, we were in Tanzania. You know, the way you just offhandedly, we're in Tanzania. You know, most people are like, we went to Epcot, but we're in Tanzania, and we were all sitting around the campfire looking at a tiger going, let's do something. So you travel everywhere, and I think the last time that you were with us, I asked this question again. Is it Africa? Is that your favorite destination?
It is. It still is. And in fact, the irony is I should be in Africa this very moment right now, looking at a lion or somewhere in the Serengeti. So we were supposed to be, we were very close to being there. Things were opening up and looking good. But about 2 weeks prior, we had to postpone it. So we're hopeful we'll be back there in July. But and I could have been talking to you from Tanzania right now instead of College Station.
The last time you were with us, you were talking about that trip. Yeah. So I'm sorry that was canceled. That's a shame.
And, you know, you mentioned in your email, why no video? And the reason we made the change from social media to what we do now, audio-wise, is I plan on keeping this show going when we return. So I'll be doing the show on board an Oceana ship somewhere in the world, and I can rub it in every day. Many days it won't be live. It'll be recorded and then put up in the cloud, but people can tune in at 10 in the morning and find out I'm in Monte Carlo, and I just had dinner at Red Ginger, or I was in La Prive sliding off the chairs, and I can be like the Regis Philbin of travel, where Regis every day would tell people what he did the night before. So it's impossible to do that with video, so we'll do it with audio. Plus, I'll be able to bother a captain, a staff captain. I can ask the bartender why he was light on the vodka last night.
Guests,
speakers. And that's, as I said earlier, a niche. Nobody has that niche where the show actually originates from a ship somewhere in the world. So when you're back with your Traveling Aggies, I'll be looking for you. We'll talk about that too, because we're trying to bring this show back to where it began, which is a show about the cruise industry and a show about travel and all those good things.
Jennifer, you started your career in academics. Is that correct?
Yes, I actually was an ag major and worked in ag for a number of years. And then I transitioned over to athletics and worked with student athletes for a number of years and student athlete career services and student athlete development. And actually my 20 year anniversary with the Traveling Aggies is coming up in April. Wow. So it's been 20 years with the Traveling Aggies.
Oh my goodness.
Well, it's 13, I think, maybe almost 14 since I stepped up an Oceana ship, maybe 13. And then Dottie came year later. And it's always fun when the Aggies, you know, are on board. Well, it's a great college and a great university. And you know, I love Go Next, and I love when the Aggies are on board. We've talked about it. I've said it before in the air, because they all enjoy life. Everybody has a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, they've done well in life, and now they're going to continue to enjoy life and, you know, travel around the world. There was something today or yesterday at the earnings report from Frank Del Rio, as we call him, FDR, they're waiting for the CDC, the new rules to come down. Hopefully, Michael Bailey at Royal Caribbean says could be any day now. FDR said could have been longer, but they're just waiting to pull the trigger. Everybody's got everything in place as far as, you know, as far as the protocols and procedures. So hopefully by the summer, we'll be back to doing, you know, I don't do anything. You know that. You've seen me. We'll be back. People will be back to working. People will be back to working, and I'll be back to having dinner with people going, this is my job. So anyway.
Yes, you will.
All right, now we have to ask it. It's the elephant in the room, so to speak. You're in Texas. The power failure, the weather. You're born and raised in Texas, am I correct?
Yes.
Have you ever seen snow like that before?
Well, I have. I actually spent 2 winters in Minnesota, so that doesn't count.
No, but not in Texas. Not in Texas like that. That kind of freezing temperatures and weather.
It was unreal. We were in College Station. We had probably 6 inches of snow. Well, about 3 weeks ago, we had that big snowstorm. It lasted a couple of days, but this was pretty unreal. We were below freezing for several days, almost a week. Mm-hmm. Well, about 5 days. And we're not equipped for that. So a lot of people are like, well, you Texans can't handle it. It wasn't so much the snow and ice. It was the below temperatures. Sure. And our buildings aren't equipped for, they're not insulated that way. And so we had a lot of issues. And then power went out. We had rolling blackouts for several days. And of course, we couldn't leave the house because the roads were all impassable. So it was interesting. It became a kind of frustrating because we called it the power hour. When the power came on, you had to do everything you could possibly do, because then the power and internet would go off for hours on end. So it was, we haven't seen it. What the Monday, it was 11 degrees and -6 wind chill.
Oh.
And that doesn't happen in Texas. And it was, so yeah, we were pretty paralyzed for several days. And fortunately, a lot of us were okay, but quite a few people are repairing pipes and have quite a bit of damage. So it was pretty devastating for a lot of folks.
Well, and also you've traveled around the world and been to places in Africa and South Africa where the way you're living isn't always perfect. So a little hardship isn't too bad, but as long as it didn't go more than you only lost power every now and then.
Yeah. Some folks lost water. Some folks were out power for about 3 or 4 days. So it kind of depended on where you lived in the grid. We fared pretty well, but I know in Austin, they had a few more issues. And then also in Houston, Galveston, they had some issues. So it varied from region to region, but I think it was to have the whole entire state in this situation was very unusual. I don't think it's ever happened where the whole state was under a decrease.
And I mentioned yesterday, day before, that, you know, everything is big in Texas. We know that, including the electric bills. These people are getting hammered now. Oh, they're heartless, these people. I won't say anything because you might know one of the guys that run the power companies. He might be one of the people endowing it, so I'm not saying a word. But $9,000, $11,000. Okay, I might pay, but I'm still in the dark. You guys want to put the lights on? I can't read the bill right now. Is there any chance you can put the lights on? We have to take a really, really fast break. One of the things that Dottie, ask you is music-wise. That's the other reason we're off social media. I like to play music. I always did. I was always a frustrated disc jockey. And I asked if there's any favorite songs. And when we come back from the break, we will play yours. We'll be right back. Couple of seconds.
This is Mario Andretti. You know me as a race car driver, but I'm also a Meals on Wheels volunteer. I've raced against the sport's biggest personalities, but I've never met more vibrant, amazing people than the seniors served by Meals on Wheels. You can make a difference by dropping off a hot meal and saying a quick hello. So, America, let's do lunch. Volunteer your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org.
This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Drake Show on Best at Sea Radio.
drums are going tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
So? We'll find out in a second. We're hot, by the way. Not hot, hot. Mics are hot. And welcome back, and we welcome back Dr. Jennifer Bohatch. And we just, Dottie and I were discussing it with hot mics. Did you hear the song I was playing?
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Absolutely. In fact, I've got tears in my eyes because I'm not in the Serengeti today.
Yeah, I know. It's a place that Dottie has always wanted to go to. You've heard the story. I think we're in Cape Town, and she was tired and wanted to go home after a long contract. So we never did. Me, I say, you know, Busch Gardens in Tampa, they have the monorail, and they're all down there. You get a hot dog and a beer, I think, in Busch Gardens, and you ride around the monorail, and then, there you go. But anyway, for those people that just joined the program, the Travel and Aggies were supposed to be traveling in Africa. That is a tent situation. You camp out in high grade camp out, right?
They are very high grade camps.
Luxury, we call it luxury tented camp. So they're probably better than a lot of hotel rooms I've stayed in.
Are there armed guards for that kind of a thing? Keep an eye on that, or a guy with a bullwhip that goes back, Simba?
Actually, at the camps there are guards they're not fenced. So at night there could be lions or animals walking around. So you can't leave your tent at night.
Have you ever had that happen?
Yes, many times. Not that I'm walking around at night, but you'll lay in your tent, you'll hear some noises outside, and there'll be a lion or an elephant eating, or you never know. So it's every day's a new adventure. That's why it never gets old. I've been to Tanzania 26 times on safari, and it's always a new adventure. So
you can't get into
the invitation, Dottie, is always open. You always can. We're going in July, so you can always join the Traveling Aggies.
By the way, Dottie, if you've been to a cowboy bar in Texas, a few lions and outside your tent, no big deal. Dottie has a question.
I do. I saw on Facebook a couple days ago, I believe, you volunteered to assist in some vaccinations for COVID-19.
Assistant jabber.
I was, and it was one of the best experiences. We have a hub here, and we're getting out vaccines through Brazos County, and it is the most well-organized event. That day I volunteered, I was a vaccine assistant. I helped the nurse give the vaccines, and we had a great time. The two of us gave out 56 vaccines in our shift. It was from 1 to 7 p.m. And the hub actually gave out 2,112. So I luckily, as a volunteer, I was able to get my shot at the end of the shift because they had had some. So it was really nice. But it was – I want to do it again. It was I felt very proud, and it was just a great, great way to help the community. And also I felt it was my small part that I can help us get beyond this and get back to travel and just be a way to get this going.
Now, you just received the first one. You still have to receive the second, no?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I got the Moderna, but I was very, very pleased for our community and just how efficient it was run. People were in and out of there. And the stories that we heard, we got to spend a lot of time chatting with the patients and the heartbreaking stories of people not having to see their family in years. And they were so excited. Mm-hmm. So to be a part of this memorable event in their lives of getting the shot was just a experience I won't forget. I was so pleased to be a part of that.
Well, it is tied into travel because the vaccine is the reason we'll begin to travel again. And I mentioned this earlier because I happened to be looking during the break at my phone. Tony Fauci just this morning said that the White House is in meetings, serious discussions. That's what it is in the government, you know. They're having serious discussions about recommending that people that have received the vaccine can now socialize together and without fear. And he said he can't wait to hug his daughter after a year. But I guess his daughter will be getting the vaccine, because the way I hear it, if we're vaccinated, but we still have to worry about the other person who isn't vaccinated. My point of all this rambling is, when everybody not your age group, but our age group is vaccinated, then we all get on a ship and go somewhere, because everybody's been vaccinated. The crew's been vaccinated, and let's go. Let's go out and do something. So I think it's going to be good when it happens. So,
Tom, I agree. In fact, I've been hearing from a lot of our travelers. I was in an event last night for the A&M Club, and people have gotten both vaccines and they're ready to go. Yeah. In fact, in response to this, we're doing, I mentioned last time, some little smaller mini trips that we're going around the state, where we went to Fredericksburg, Texas. We went to Savannah, Georgia. We're in New Orleans. We're planning a few more. People are ready to travel. And so we're just ready to get our Aggies back together on small trips until we can get back on an Oceania cruise and get back to Tanzania and all over the world.
Yeah. Were there any restrictions on the ones who were able to get the vaccine? Did they have to be 65 and over, or could anyone
yes.
come in?
Yeah. Okay. No, the people that were there had to qualify, so that they had it all organized. Fortunately, as a volunteer, they didn't waste vaccines. So when there was extras at the end of our shift, we were qualified to get that. Oh, so yeah. It was a nice little perk of volunteering.
Absolutely.
Well, and it makes sense. I'm not going to mention the state, but there is a state in this country where, rather than do that, they let them expire, and they didn't get used, and because they didn't fall into the criteria, which has made no sense
makes
at all.
No sense.
You have them, let's start jabbing people, even if they're not asking for it. When they turn their head, get it. Just hit them in the arm. Hey, here's a jab. I'll tell you, you can figure out what state that was. Hey, I'm going to give you a jab. No charge. Forget about it. You know what I mean? So, it'll be great when it all comes together. What is next? Let's imagine, let's fantasize the next trip. Let's say it's up and running by August. Do you have something on the books with the Travel Aggies?
Oh, yes. We have stuff on the books starting this summer. But it keeps changing. So we never know, you know, we had to postpone some trips now through May. So we have stuff on the books. It's just a wait and see sort of approach. So we're hopeful to go back to Tanzania, and we have a Kenya trip in July. We have some trips on the books in May. We do have, we're going back to New Orleans in April, May. So I always say you can't uncancel a trip. So we just keep them out there until our operators and people say, no, you can't go. So we were hopeful for some this summer. We had a trip following the footsteps of General Rutter going in Normandy, but unfortunately the European borders aren't allowing. So we had to postpone that. So if I never hear the word postpone again, I'll be a happy.
Yes. So are you scheduled to be an assistant jabber again? Are you lined up for that? So
not yet. They do it week to week. So I plan to do it again in a few weeks, because I feel like it's a great opportunity and to help our community. So yeah, I'll be hoping to volunteer and do some more shots as we need it. So
you'll have to do a third one too. The day that you get your second shot, you'll have to do it.
Yeah, you want
exactly.
Yeah, time it out. So it's 4 weeks.
But I do want to say that we're talking about the weather. It was 80 degrees here in Texas the other day. Yeah. So, you know, Texas weather, give it a couple of days and we'll be fine. Also, I do want to give a shout out to our Texas A&M women's basketball team. This weekend, we are going to be playing South Carolina for the SEC championship.
Wow.
We're ranked number 3 and South Carolina is ranked number 5. So watch on Sunday at 1:00 and we'll be hopefully beating South Carolina for the SEC championship.
Oh, that's
great. Wow. That's very cool. Now, is that an event that they are in South Carolina? Are fans allowed in for that?
Oh yeah. At A&M, we've been pretty normal, or in Texas.
Yeah.
We've been going to basketball games at limited capacity, even football season. We had a limited capacity, but I've been going to a lot of our games and fans are in the stands. We have to wear masks but we are having events. I went to a live game watch event last night. So we'll be there cheering on our Aggies.
Right. yeah, we're Florida's kind of the same way here. And, you know, I have personally, I have limited capacity, so I think I should be allowed in anywhere. So, and Dottie will back me up on that.
Yes, absolutely.
She'll glad to sign an affidavit. Very cool. Well, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and congratulations on having an endowment named after you. It's very, very cool. And hopefully we're going to see you on an Oceana ship at least by the fall. I can guarantee that, couldn't I, Dottie?
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. We sure hope so. I tell you, our travelers are ready to go nowhere if they have to. They're just ready to be on a ship and go hang out with y'all and the rest of the Oceana team. So we'll be ready for that. I do want to say thank you to the traveling Aggies that are the donors to that endowment, because that happened because of them. It is the travelers that put the money forth and that are paying it forward to these great Bush students.
Your group absolutely loves you. They love having you on every cruise and traveling the ports of call together and everything that you do for them. They always appreciate that. They love you.
And we love you. You're the best.
Yeah, we do.
And we thank you for your time. And we'll see you somewhere down the road on an Oceana ship.
We hope so.
I look forward to it. Y'all have a great weekend and Giga Maggies.
Okay.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Jennifer, thanks.